Australia's most senior Catholic, Cardinal George Pell, has maintained he knew nothing about child sexual abuse occurring while he was an assistant priest in Ballarat. Cardinal Pell appeared before the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse via video link from the Vatican in Rome today. He denied hearing rumours of sexual misconduct by notorious paedophile priest Gerard Ridsdale. Father Ridsdale committed more than 130 offences against children between the 1960s and the 1980s. It's the third time Pell has given evidence before the Commission, but today's appearance is the first to look specifically at his response to the allegations. Reporter Kia Woodmore spoke with Dr. Kathleen McPhillips, an academic who's been looking into the difficult issue of child sexual abuse within church culture. She spoke about Pell's first day giving evidence.
Today he was responding to questions from Gail Finesse, who is the counsel assisting the Commission. And she took him through a series of events that happened when he was living in Ballarat. He had a number of positions in Ballarat. He was an academic at the academy, the Catholic Academy, and he had assistant roles. And then when he became a bishop, he had a lot of responsibility, obviously. So they were asking him about who he knew, and of course they were asking him about a number of the priests, offender priests and brothers, and his what he knew about them.
So the council assisting Gail Furness provided a long list to Pell of people who say they knew about abuse occurring within the Diocese of Ballarat. Yeah. Despite this apparent widespread knowledge, he maintains that he did not know about child sexual abuse definitively occurring while he was in Ballarat.
Yep.
How likely is it that a man in his position did not know what was going on?
Well, this is the big question that everybody wants to know about, and he says that he didn't know. I mean, it was interesting today that I think he was talking about Monsignor John Day and also the two of the Christian brothers, Fitzgerald and Dowling, and he said things like he heard rumours and some gossip, but he just sort of accepted that they were eccentric.
What was it about the brother that showed him to be eccentric?
I think he used to, it's alleged, when some of the boys were leaving, he'd give them a kiss. He was a very strange, old-fashioned, but good teacher. Well, things like that.
That was really interesting to me because, I don't know if you recall, but at the Victorian Parliamentary Inquiry, when he gave evidence into sexual abuse in the church, he made that very famous quip, where he said, if only priests were gossips, then we would have known. But we're not. We're not gossips. And today he was kind of admitting that they were. They are. They do, you know, indulge in gossip and rumour. And that he knew that the brothers were eccentric and had habits of touching children. What he said today was that he didn't actually associate that with child sexual abuse or anything terrible happening.
At the time, did you see him as kissing the children as sexualised behaviour?
No, it was common knowledge, and the general conviction was it was harmless enough.
It was merely showing affection to the children. Is that how it was thought?
Yes, he was an older man, and it was, I remember being discussed and mentioned to me, and people were aware of it, and they weren't insisting that anything be done.
So do you think that's a substantial response, that, you know, he didn't think that it constituted as sexual abuse?
Well, it's a common response, and a lot of people have said it, a lot of churchmen have said it, that they weren't aware of it, that they didn't realise that that was happening. After Ronald Mulkern's evidence last week, we just know that, well, in his case anyway, that's just not true. He apologised and said he didn't, you know, he just didn't know what to do, but the fact is that's not really a defence.
Cardinal Pell will appear before the court over the next few days via video link. What is to be expected from his appearance?
The legal representatives for the victims and for numerous other groups are represented at the commission, so they will also be cross-examining Cardinal Pell, and that will be interesting to hear too, what they will be asking him specifically.
Dr. Kathleen McPhillips, a sociologist specialising in religion from the University of Newcastle, ending that report by Keir Woodmore. Cardinal George Pell's hearing is expected to go across 4 days.